Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
No, we're not flipping formats. We're just listening to a friggin' awesome song.
That's why it's before he killed Paul Allen, remember? He had the axe.
That's what I was saying. This song has so many different meanings now. It's great.
You know why this song is perfect?
Saxophone.
For one, yes. Saxophone makes everything better.
Yep.
If you ding on sax. But, if you ding on the sax. But
ouch.
But it's the perfect song because you don't have to be remotely cool, but you feel cool doing stuff when this is playing. Okay. It's one of those, I want to go clean the house songs. It's one of those, I feel cool driving whatever uncool car I'm driving right now because I'm driving while this plays. It's one of those.
Our parents are out of town, and Dad just called and says they're going to be back a day early. We got to clean this house.
Yeah, this is a great song to go wild to if you ain't ever actually gone wild.
Then we'll start playing the brooms as guitars.
Yeah, it's the perfect song because it makes anybody listen to it feel cooler for listening to
murdering
it.
Murdering coworkers in the movie, not here.
Yes, movie.
There it is.
Cool. What'd you get for having a nicer business card?
If I had a saxophone, I'd have truck nuts hanging on the bottom. Wouldn't that be fun? Swing those back and forth. As I play them, they'd get up there on the front of the stage. Huey would use his microphone stand.
Yep.
The guitarist would, they'd all do the bounce.
Yeah, you gotta do the bounce. A little ZZ Top.
Yeah, I wonder what he does all day.
Who?
Oh, Huey. He can't play music anymore.
No.
He looks like a golfer. I imagine he plays golf. He looks like he would enjoy golf.
God, he looks like somebody. I know it sounds weird, but like if you saw him, you wouldn't know that was him.
He does.
He's got a beard now.
Yeah.
A pretty dark one.
I thought he was cross-eyed for the longest time because when he put the glasses on in the video, that little bit he'd do.
Oh, yeah. You're just too darn loud. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you.
A lot of people think Huey Lewis looks like the bad guy from Die Hard. Peter Goober.
He played for the Blue Jays, did he not?
Peter Goober?
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm thinking of Kelly Gruber.
Oh.
Jonte Porter. Do you know the name?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Damn it.
His brother.
Oh, I know the name vaguely. I don't really know. Why do I know the name? I don't know why I know the name. I just know the name.
He's an American basketball player.
Okay.
I wonder now if he's related to Terry Porter.
Or Jerry Porter.
Or
Porter Wagoner.
Damn it. It all goes back to that. So anyway, he, I was about to say is, but was.
You know where they all live together?
Portofino's.
Porterhouse.
Portofino's.
Yours is good too, though.
Forever. So anyway, forward for the Toronto Raptors. His career came to a pretty fast end yesterday. Why? The 24-year-old was banned for life by the NBA for breaking gaming rules.
Good God. For life?
For life. Like the NWO page. The league said an investigation found that Porter violated league rules by disclosing confidential information to sports bettors, limiting his own performance in games for more than one game for betting purposes, and also bet on NBA games. He wasn't the manager like Pete Rose was. He literally was in the games, breaking HIPAA on all his teammates. Like, that's that is the absolute worst thing you could do as a teammate.
Pretty low.
Yeah. Telling people to bet the under and then he takes himself out after 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, there's a deep part of the web, very deep part, where there are a lot of people that think sports are rigged. And I sometimes wonder, those show these examples of stuff, and you got to think, like, well, that ball did bounce weird or blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think, well, those are people probably with gambling issues that just can't come to terms with the fact they can't pick games worth crap.
Yeah. And what he did seems like a dangerous game for many reasons, because you make a lot of people angry.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
A lot of the people who might be or may have at some point in American history have largely been behind most gambling operations. Probably would get mad about that because it messes up the whole operation for everybody, and you got to have the integrity of the game to have gambling. You can't have gambling without the integrity. You have to have integrity of the game to have gambling.
I think these guys definitely keep up with spreads and all that. Like, there was a story, you know, I can't remember if we mentioned it or not. Boban, he missed his free throws on purpose.
Oh, to get the free chicken.
Yeah. And they were saying he cost the team a lot of money. You know, that could have put his contract in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Drake's going to put a hit out on him.
Oh, Drake's a little preoccupied, ain't he?
Why are you stealing money from the fans and the gamblers?
What's Drake got happening?
So he's got a beef with somebody. I can't remember who it is, but somebody was coming at him, and I just saw on social media where they said, oh, Drake served him, he corpsed him, whatever that means.
Mm. That might have been Drake May. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. What a mess.
Could have been J.D. Drake.
It's true.
Even with the draft, people would think that's rigged.
Well, I mean, there's been plenty of reasons to think that over the years.
I guess if it pays off and you get a lot of money, that's the motivation, and gambling is the problem, a sickness.
It's just... You could call it rigged in a sense, but when you see a player go down early and, like, they don't need to score, but they could cover the spread because it's deep in the game, they're already up, but they're in scoring position, and they just don't score, and then that pisses a lot of people off.
Run the other way.
And so they think it's rigged in that sense to where, you know, hey, you're actively not trying to cover a spread, man. Come on.
I remember when I found out that most NFL referees are attorneys. That blew my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they have, like, law degrees to be NFL referees.
Yeah, like, I mean, it kind of makes sense. Like, you got to be able to determine rules and regulations and stuff, like, you know, fast.
And the rule book in football is absurd.
Yeah, it is.
What?
I take you, I've not seen it, but I bet it's
just all, I mean, there's just so many rules.
You remember the ref, Donaghy? How they, you know, he was out of the game because he was in people's pockets. He was betting too, allegedly.
But then the one guy got fired for asking somebody for an autograph.
Yep. Which you're not supposed to do.
What if that's the big awakening? All this time, sports have all been... We know that sports started off as a distraction. I mean, that's the weird thing about the history of sports in America. They all started around the same time. Baseball, basketball, they were all discovered by these well-educated... mogul type people.
Naismith
with his peach basket. I don't believe that story.
America's favorite pastime.
Yes. It all started at the same time, right after the Civil War, when they needed a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
That became organized and they started doing that.
God, were they betting on him then?
Absolutely. Freaking lootly. Dude, I bet you that the freaking I bet you that the Globetrotters started out as in that way. They tell the Washington Generals, the only team they ever played, except for that one time they scrimmaged the Knicks and almost won. But they say, hey, guys, we're going to win this one and the next one and the next one, but don't tell the audience. It's like wrestling. We're going to find out if they all call it in the locker room.
Well, you know, so something I've learned is that up until post-Civil War, America didn't really, like, this country didn't really have much society or civilization outside of a few city environments. Because, you know, it was sparse. And everybody was really drunk. Everybody was so drunk that a lot of people were in favor of prohibition because everybody was such a drunken mess. So once we started putting a society together, we started getting sports, I think.
Wasn't it that everybody was drinking alcohol because they didn't trust the water supply?
I'm not certain, but everybody
was.
No, up
north, that was a thing for a
while. Everybody was just hammered. Like, we had no sense of purpose or direction or anything. Yeah. Like, nobody really did. So everybody was just hammered all the time to the point that people got in support of prohibition, which is hard to fathom that we were so drunk that people wanted prohibition, but that's what happened.
And prohibition, part of that does come back to gas.
Yeah.
Absolutely does. Mm-hmm. You can never sway me any different on that. People realized, oh my God, we can run our tractors on this stuff. Prohibition. Why? I mean, otherwise they wanted everybody to stay drunk and not pay attention.
Well, then we started industrializing. We needed workers, though. Once we started industrializing, we needed to get sober enough to go to work.
Oh, yeah, that's a good text, too. A lot of those, this is true, a lot of the baseball diamonds were built over Native American burial lands, mm-hmm. grounds. Same thing with golf courses, too.
I don't think we did it, but remember they found in Wilkesboro, the secret moonshine cave?
Oh, yeah, under the bleachers, under the grandstand.
Yeah.
See?
It started caving in. Because it was the old cement seats.
And that's the All-Star race this year.
Yeah, it is, again.
Yeah. Secret Moonshine. It was like, what, 700 square feet, I think they said?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got deeper than a holler.
You've said it before, the fact you could bet on wrestling is odd.
Well, the more I looked into that, it's just a buy-in. Like,
mm-hmm.
there's only, you know, oh, so-and-so, who's going to be the first person to do a tope suicida?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's only like maybe three or four possibilities. So,
yeah, but that's something they could very easily manipulate, the workers themselves, if they looked at it. All right, I'm doing the suicide dive first match.
Well, who was it? The Super Bowl several years ago, there was this crazy out-of-the-way bet that he's going to wear a blue tie.
Yeah.
And he said himself, I can't remember who it was. He said, I saw that. So I purposely.
Al Michaels is big for doing that.
Purposefully said, I didn't wear one because of that.
Mm-hmm.
There was some phrase they said he would say the over under, and he said it to hit the over on purpose. And he's like, there you go, right off the bat.
So that's an example. I mean, yeah. Albeit it doesn't have anything to do with the game, but it shows that the gambling is tainted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I just go with the dancing drums, dude.
But it all comes down to when it's wrestling or what Al Michaels might say, you got to be dumb enough to place the wager. But when you're just betting on a game and somebody throws it, that's a little different. But it's still, we'll bet on anything, though. We'll bet on stuff we absolutely should never bet on with money.
I need to come clean about something right now.
What's that?
I lost all those games in high school on purpose. Except for the one.
Just wanted to beat Eastside one time. Them.
They said you can only win by 2 points.
But like, y'all didn't do it for gambling. Y'all just did it to make the other teams feel good.
That's right.
I bet you that's coming.
And some of those teams like Greer and Dorman, y'all made them feel extra, extra good.
Like, you got to wonder how many, especially on a lower level, like in high school, where everybody's like maybe pissed at the coach or the team about something. And you're like, screw it. He wants to get his 300th win tonight. Not happening.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start to handicap high school football.
Hey,
you'll see
everybody spreads. Should be able to play. All right, we're going to take a break. We'd like to alert you to this. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. We're on X at The Rise Guys, Instagram at The Rise Guys, YouTube at The Rise Guys. You'll be able to watch us and listen as we perform a brand new. Let's make this one good, real good.
Try, man.
One take. Facebook fussing. I screwed that one myself.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
Watch it. About to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the riseguys at AOL.com. And as always, names have and will be changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
As well as the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, P1 Avalanche fan?
Always watching.
Yeah, there are people we can depend on, really. Mm-hmm. What's up, P1 Shenanigans?
King Nothing's always there. Coach Johnson, Shenanigans.
He's called us Effers. Not Heifers, but Effers.
Is John from NC.
Hey, John.
Shenanigans.
Always on watching. And then all the people texting, too, on the TLCMotors.com text line.
There's Triple D.
Y'all.
I was about to say, I don't see Triple D yet. There she is.
Triple D.
Jeffrey.
Fins up, baby.
We got to figure out how to combine all these elements together where we can take phone calls, but then people can be on a live, not like a text line, but yeah. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Enjoy and I like these much. Fussings today.
You got good fussings.
I'm on corpse on some of them, dude. I can just tell you. I can just tell you. All right. Here we go. Oh, do we have a question or anything for the group? But sometimes we'll ask, hey, what do you think about this? Or you smoking weed? Or
what you got going on this weekend?
What you got going on? Yeah.
Ask them questions we ask our friends. What you got going on this weekend?
Well, they're going to write back the same thing.
Same as last time. Freaking
work.
Nothing.
I got work.
Nothing. I got the kids this weekend.
Half of them won't answer, but anybody who has to work will damn sure answer and make sure you know they got to work on Saturday.
Yeah, well, it ain't my Friday. Yeah,
well, I won't be thinking about you while I'm not working on Saturday.
Always not working.
Yeah.
Oh, hippie sissy.
Hippie sissy.
Oh, there's an echo. Thanks for letting us know that.
I forgot God to take bless these off. You.
I'll fix it real quick.
You know, I would like to.
I forgot to mute everybody.
Wouldn't you like to talk to hippie sissy and happy slappy at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be something.
Mm-hmm.
Old Holly.
Thank you, Amber, for alerting us to the echo. The rest of y'all, we're just being too nice.
Emma. What's up, Emma?
Scene... One. I'm going to be very professional on this one. I can do it. Scene one. Playing the role of Shatanka is Paige. Playing the role of Nolenda is Mattman. Playing the role of Wyatt Blanket is Nine. And playing the role of Shoni Tavani.
God dang it.
Is Batboy.
Shoni Tavani's the best.
And
action.
I swear.
Hell, me too. All the time. My favorite when I'm mad in traffic for real is sock clucker.
Yeah, pretty sure that's not what she meant.
Well, no spit, Sherlock.
Ha ha. Miss you, Nolinda. You bass kicker. I heard you love to kick bass.
Yeah, again, you guys aren't even swearing, so...
Why, Blanket, would you please chuck yourself and shut the fork up? Besides all that, I'm thinking like the real words, but I'm not fooly enough to say the real words because people report you for that, and I depend on Face B MKT place, so what? You Mitch last wussy? P.S. Miss you too, Shoni Tavani.
Well, Nolinda, your name should be No Class, and I'm not play school cursing you like all and referring to your buttocks. I'm saying you have no class. Good day.
I know that's right, because I was about to correct your peach emoji ass. Because Miss Nolinda got a real nice shapely peach emoji ass. Tags Shoni Tavone.
Okay, you tagged yourself. Shoni Tavone. Okay, you tagged yourself, Shoni Tavone.
I know, I meant to tag you.
Assumed as much, yet I must correct you and let you know you also used the peach emoji, yet also wrote the word ass, which, BT dubs, I'll let you know is fine to say here on Facebook, so...
Thank you, Shoni Tavani. I do squats and jump up and down on wood boxes. Now, you white blanket, you need to quit being the social media police, okay? You not waffle?
Yeah, you rum guzzler.
Now watch it now, Shoni. I love me some Malibu rum, especially when I'm around the pool.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Wyatt, you runt nugget.
Love that one.
Well, I never.
Well, I wish you would.
Okay, you guys, not even what I meant. I meant, I swear, as like OMG, not saying like I curse.
Oh, well, welcome back to your Facebook. What seems to be the problem, Shatonka?
It's head lice. I've had to go to a specialist 3 different damn times.
Oh, man, that's trucked up. Who are you sharing hats with, homeless orphans?
Not funny again, Shoni. But, Shatonka, now, girl, have you tried pouring a little kerosene on your scalp?
Kerosene? No. Why would I?
I don't know. That's what my grandmama did. I ain't had no head lice. Not judging. Just saying.
Damn stupid phone. I meant to say head lice, not head lice. But yeah, 3 specialists.
Oh, I got you. Makes sense. Head lights. LOL. But my nipples stay hard. Just put on a jacket.
Hear, hear. End scene.
Head lights, not head lice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard voice to try to do, old Tony.
Shoni.
Shoni.
It's not Tony, it's Shoni.
Yeah. Shoni Tavani.
I was trying to do Tony.
Shoni Tavani is the name. That's, you had it all screwed up, you didn't know the name.
Yeah.
Some people do depend on FB Marketplace.
Fat Boy Marketplace, yes.
Fat Boy Marketplace.
Zinni.
Let's see.
I know, I get so... Not in a bad sidetrack way, but I go and read the text. I'm looking for that instant gratification. Yeah. What are all the clapping? Thank you, hippie sissy. Thank you. Y'all should start throwing roses at the screen now. Give us our flowers.
Lady Marine.
Oh, I'm looking for some.
That's awesome.
I'm looking to see what people are doing this weekend. P1 Nap, he's going out on a boat. Going some of the stars, going to eat with the girls in my family. Not my family, her family.
Okay.
Thomas is going to the Southeast Mini Trucking Nationals.
Oh.
I know some people will be there. Jason Wolver will be there, probably.
That's trucked up.
Yeah.
You not waffle?
And P1 French Mama's going camping at the lake.
Hoochie, hoochie, French Mama.
Oh,
thank you for the flowers.
Those are the answers to the question.
Hey, screw you, Zenny. You got a flowers, finger, flowers.
There's a bird in her bouquet.
Okay, here we go. Scene number 2, Facebook fussing. Scene 2, playing the role of Ben Horny a Bunch is 9. Playing the role of Don from Cornelius is Matt Man. Playing the role of Marbra is Fat Boy. And playing the role of Gina from Argentina is Paige. And
action.
Yo, I'm selling this damn place. Well, renting it out to be exact. It's nice. Damn, 3-bed, 2-bath. We'll post pics later. But if you know where it is, then feel free to come look through the windows. Hell, I don't care. Not playing around, though. Serious inquiries only. Gonna need that deposit and first month up front, which breaks down to $900 deposit, $800 first month's rent. You do the math. $1,700 gonna get you set up in here. Let me know, yo.
Oh, wow. You must not care to get rid of the damn thing. Y'all, it's against the law to charge more for the deposit than for the damn rent. I'd watch out for real.
Oh, hello. Yeah, dude, you got to be high if you think somebody's going to pay that much.
You seen the market, dummy? This is a damn deal. Don't come bitching to me when you miss out. And as far as you go, Gina, or however the hell you say it, are you a damn lawyer? If not, then GTFO my damn page with your bull junk.
Ooh, touch a nerve much? Look, I aren't even gonna want the damn house, so bye. GTFO your own damn page. I'm just stating a fact here, so you don't rip off no damn body else off.
Y'all funny. Y'all crazy as F if you think I'd rip my place out to pieces of trash like you two anyhow. Go find a trailer to do your drugs in, because you'll never do them in my property, meth heads.
No, it's odd that you got over 20 comments on this post and you spend time arguing with me on here, so you must not wanted it rented it out too bad, it looks like.
Now, looky here, you judgmental piece of blank. There are a lot of good people in America. They built this country, still run this country, and they live in trailers. You obviously like to run your mouth on Facebook and hide behind a computer. I tell you what, though, you go to the nastiest stinking trailer park on any side of town. You run your mouth then. We'll see how many teeth you come out with.
Well, if I'm going to a trailer park and leaving without my teeth, I'll still have 3 more than everybody else in the damn place.
I live in a damn trailer. What you trying to tell me, dude?
Exactly. You proved my point. Now get the hell out of here. What the hell kind of name is Marlboro anyhow?
It's a damn good name. I was named after my granny Barbara and a pack of cigarettes. Don't talk about how my mama named me.
Well, you all head off to work now and make that money you're going to soon try to give me for renting my place. I'll be stacking up $70,000 a year sitting on my ass, so I'm good. Can't wait to reject y'all in person, though, when you come to me apologizing and begging for a place to stay.
Fellow, let me tell you something. I could be spinning around butt naked in a tornado, and you the only fella left with a roof and a pair of drawers waiting on me, and I still wouldn't ask you for a damn thing.
Yeah, I bet.
Hello.
I bet you stack 70 a year, you lying bastard.
It's called retirement, you old hag. Something your lungs probably know a lot about. I imagine they quit on you years ago. Crying, laughing emoji, skull emoji, cigarette emoji.
Bitch, I live in a 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom, 3-story house, and I got 2 BMWs in the front yard. I do fine. It's called hard work, meth head my ass. Don't worry about how I am over here.
Yeah, if you live anywhere with that many bedrooms and bathrooms, it's probably a damn halfway house because you can't stay off the pipe.
That sounds nice. Why the hell are you trying to get a house on here if you're living like that, Gina?
Yeah, for real. Like, why don't we all live with you, LOL?
Ew, shut up. I said I wasn't a meth head. I didn't disagree with him when he said, you two might be.
End scene.
That was fun.
Fat boy, your interpretation there of Marlboro, I thought was, was second to none.
It was a familiar voice from our past.
It was.
What you trying to tell me, dude?
Well, do the one line. Hold on. Let me scroll back up to it. Where the first one you said. Well, I've got mine highlighted, not yours. I don't.
It's in there, though. I threw mine away.
God bless it. That was so good. And I'll tell you this. Let's look at the comments real quick before we bounce out. It always goes back to drugs. You're absolutely right. They always do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the ones with a lot of cussing in them. It's one thing you know about drug users. They cuss a lot.
They do.
Damn it. All right. What you just heard was real. Those are real Facebook arguments.
They say.
Many of them sent in by you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. Name so it were changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fuss Send.
This intercontinental champion, Gunther, they call me the Ring General, and I would like to ring the Rise Guys' necks. Those punks. Listen to the Rise Guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige, and we begin with this, a discussion about weddings. Even more important, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had cold feet before?
Sometimes I just put socks on.
I'm going to say, is that a diabetic joke?
No, I would never shame you like that.
Not, I mean, you talking about like day of?
Yes, or before, or just over the whole thing can be overwhelming. So did you know that 1 in 5 people get cold feet before their wedding?
I believe it. I mean, I think that people were honest, when the closer it gets, and I'm not getting ready to sing the great Alabama song.
If people were honest, they'd be more than 20%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if it was the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there saying, good God almighty, man. To quote Dabo Swinney, good God almighty, man.
I didn't have any the second time I got married, the current time. I didn't have any about that at all. I was ready for that.
Yeah.
Paige, you're saying I'd never do it again. I was ready. Let's do it now.
I saw your wedding dress. I know your cleavage was cold. I look at the camera thinking it's still on.
Oh, yeah.
I just look at the camera and smiled. It's not on right
Matt's
now.
Still doing the TV show.
I just pulled a Norman Fell and looked at the camera.
Do you know how long it took me to get that dress?
How long did it take to take off?
Not long. It was trying to come off at the wedding.
That laced up from the back.
Oh, my God. You had a corset on, essentially. Yeah.
Well, I mean, just it was a very long train, but it took me forever to get that dress, and I didn't think it was as low cut as everybody said, but I guess it was.
Art made your hair look beautiful that day.
No, he didn't. He didn't go to my wedding.
I remember that.
At all. He didn't show up.
Good job, Matt.
Oh, I forgot about the chili cook-off that day.
No, he just didn't want to go. He chose not to, but that's his deal.
Oh, that's why you chose me to give you away. Your brother didn't come.
Well, and plus my dad's dead.
She just admitted it. Yeah. Plus.
There's reasons.
Plus, I love you and I asked you to do it.
That's what I wanted to hear. I love you back.
All right, so.
In a friend way.
There was somebody who did a study. Excuse me, allergies.
Turning her on, do you hear?
Somebody who did a study. 2,000 Americans who got married in the past 3 years. Oh, my God.
We're thinking about me sexually and get through this news.
I'm trying. So I can't control myself. All right. So 2,000 Americans who got married in the past 3 years, and 20% admitted that they got cold feet. And how many thought about calling the whole thing off at the last minute? Think about it. You know, if you've gone through all the planning, all the stress, it's such a big commitment.
You know, I never thought about it before, too. You know, I think the cold feet's coming from the man, but then the cold feet from a woman in the traditional style, she's got to be pissed. Her parents are going to be pissed because they paid for all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the way weddings are, some like real over-the-top ones, then you're going to call it off. And then the embarrassment of everybody's there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not that that matters. Like, if you definitely, if you have cold feet, don't go through with it. Right? I mean, if it gets frigid cold.
Yeah. If you have any doubts, don't do it.
Well.
Because you might be stuck for a couple years.
Yeah, see, that's where I wouldn't say that. I personally wouldn't. Like, if you have any doubts. I think any major decision, life-making, changing decision, there's going to be the doubts.
Yeah. Right.
That's just the devil on your shoulder.
Yeah, you're going to have doubts.
Shoo.
The generations coming along now going through weddings and stuff that tend to have high levels of anxiety anyway, so they're going to feel that, especially more than 20%.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is not accurate information. I don't believe it at all.
Well, all the people that got married, hopefully they don't regret it, but there are plenty of things we do to regret things about our wedding. So we've got a list of the common regrets couples said they have. For example, the planning. You feel like you didn't plan enough, or you wish you'd splurge on a wedding planner instead of doing it yourself. And 60% say they spent over 4 months planning their wedding, and 17% said that they spent a whole entire year planning their wedding.
Damn. Well, that's
putting a lot into one day.
Mm-hmm. It's a couple hours a day. That's not like the full year.
Yeah.
Is that like a joint effort? That,
no.
Yeah, it seems more one-sided.
You're still putting a lot into that one day. A lot into one day.
The location? You didn't love the venue, or you regret making it a destination wedding. Sometimes things can go bad, like weather, you know?
Oh, we know somebody that did that.
I'm the only one that went, too. Y'all suck.
I don't know how hard those are to go on. It seems like a lot of money.
Savannah's not that far of a drive.
That's beautiful.
Augusta
is what I meant.
The way you look. The way you look. Like, some people don't like the way their makeup turned out if they had a makeup artist do the day of. Best thing to do is to trial and error. Do it before you actually do it the day of and see what it looks like. Then you don't sit there and cry or you're upset, you know?
Also, I'm glad that people finally got rid of the superstitions. I mean, we still do the, hey, if you catch the flowers, you're going to get married next. But the whole thing about he can't see me prior to the wedding in my dress because that's bad luck. It's not bad luck. Do the pictures before so everybody doesn't have to wait around an hour and a half for the photos. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not something you want to hurry through because that's your big day. But just do them before, like a lot of people are doing now. And I mean, I'll enjoy the cocktails, but I want to see you.
That's the worst part. Because you can be in conversation with somebody. They're like, hey, come out here. You got to light the sparkler.
It turns into like speed meeting, like speed dating. You're just walking around talking to people you don't know. You first couple minutes, you're like, all right, I don't know who this clown is. I don't know what side of the wedding they're representing. I don't want to ask. I want to move on to the next little person here. And I'm going to go to the cheese table, honey. I'm going to the fondue fountain. Suck it.
All right. The total cost of everything, you know, that sometimes it's overwhelming to pay off a wedding the next year. And the vendors and the photographer may have been something that you didn't really like, the pictures that you got.
Where you didn't feed the photographer and he deleted all your pictures. Remember that story?
Uh-oh.
You didn't give him a plate and he deleted all the photos because you wouldn't give him food.
Was that a TNC or something?
That was a news story we did a while back. I just remember it for some reason because the photographer did. You'd include the photographer in a plate of food, right? Give him something to eat.
Come on.
When you delete thing to do. Digital photos on a camera, do you still have like a 30-day cloud reserve? Like, I'm really, I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess if it's hooked up to iCloud, it would.
I don't know what kind of stuff he was using.
Yeah.
They might have just all been gone because they wouldn't give him a plate of food. Because think about it, the photographer doesn't do anything where everybody's eating. He's not taking pictures of you chewing.
They cost so much money.
Yeah, it does.
You have to pay $2,000 and $3,000 for a photographer.
What if you regret the guest list? You invited too many people or half the people you don't even know. That would be terrible. And so the number one thing that people say that they regret is the scheduling. Everything seemed to be a little too rushed through their wedding.
But not only inviting people, you got to position them too.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to suck.
Well, some weddings do that. I guess it depends on how many people you got. Or if you know, like, so-and-so's got heat with so-and-so, mm-hmm. You want to keep them far apart. But otherwise, like, unless you just think your stuff's going to click up, or she's going to have more show up than he's going to have.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you don't want the one side of the church right. or whatever to be all lopsided.
We got to pay for you, brother. Let's go ahead and get some people.
That's just at the reception, though. They don't do assigned seating at the actual wedding. That'd be weird if they did.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. It would.
I'm a backslider. I'm on the back row.
Huh.
We didn't invite anybody, but some people crashed it and started honking the horn of their Nissan.
It's messed up.
They just happened to be
there. Oh, okay.
They just happened to be in their car watching and started honking the horn to congratulate us.
I was trying to remember. I was like, God, you get married in traffic?
Kind of.
Were you on 85 yesterday? You could have got married on 85 yesterday.
You could have. It was about 10:30.
For now, she's man and wife. All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're going to take a break here. Y'all are very nice today. What is in the air today? Yesterday was like Dickhead City, and which they went out of business, by the way.
It is.
Don't bother going anymore. Today, everybody's just like, saying really nice things.
Everybody's happy and positive for some reason.
Yeah. We'll see if the phone calls relate the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.